The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. The second hour of the National Intel Report. And Kathleen Fisher over at DARPA. And there was a little note put in here to this email to me. Thank you. Your car or your dialysis pump can be remotely controlled without your knowledge? Well, we knew that they could do that with planes long before September 11, 2001. And yes, I can hear your wheels a-clanking out there. Michael Hastings, you know, speeding, going, they caught his speeding car on a police dash cam. And nobody caught him on video smashing into a tree. This is not a guy that wanted to kill himself. So, at any rate, just throwing it out there. Yeah, I know, it's just another one of those conspiracy theories. Well, when you're dealing with a bunch of crackpots and nuts like we are, anything is possible. Anything. So I'll get to Dr. Kathleen Fisher and speaking on DARPA's High Assurance Cyber Military Systems, or HACMS. They love their acronym, I'm telling you. Short clip on that one. We'll play that, and we'll get around to the rest of the stuff. SCOTUS, yes. And nobody has been able to answer this question for me. Why is it? You know, we have liberal justices. And I keep reminding people, I guess if I say this for the next 10 years, it might start sinking into the places that it really matters. Nikita Khrushchev said that we don't have communists inside the United States. We have liberals. So in effect, what he was saying back in the 60s is you have communists sitting on the Supreme Court bench. Because what does this have to do with ideologies? Is not a judge not supposed to be prejudicial by personal views? So tell me what liberalism, if it's not a personal preference and in the face of the norm or accepted conservative standards. Give it a name. Call it something. Call it what you will, but call it for what it is. You don't play politics with the Constitution. Sandra Day O'Connor, remember her major announcement before she toddled off of the bench in D.C.? Oh, well, we're going to have to start paying more attention to international law. Why, she didn't follow up as to why we had to. She was giving a sneak peek into the future of America. He will be part of the global system, whether you like it or not. And yes, you're going to have to pay attention to international law a bit more, because your constitution, your law, your sovereignty, that's all going to change. Revolution yet? Got revolution? We should do billboards like this. I don't think you can put a white mustache on that, though. Did George have a mustache? No, he didn't. At any rate, we'll take the break, get into more news and information today. Thank you for joining me. We'll be right back.
We got the There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait. Use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And from the fine people of DARPA, where your wildest imaginations is really reality. That's old news. Dr. Kathleen Fisher, she's the DARPA program manager for what they call high assurance systems. Wait till you get a load of this one.
Good afternoon. Right, so we've been hearing a lot today about the importance of improving computer security. As Dan just alluded to, though, it's not just traditional computers that we need to worry about. There are many other kinds of systems as well. The slide that's been omitted showed a result of the researchers at UCSD and the University of Washington hacking into the dashboard display of a typical American sedan, making it show that the car was going 140 miles an hour while in park. Drilling down a little bit, modern vehicles consist of between 30 and 100 embedded control units, which are essentially small computers connected via a CAN bus. These cars are required by law to have a diagnostic port, typically located under the steering wheel, that allows mechanics to download diagnostic information and to perform software updates. In a first paper, the researchers from UCSD and the University of Washington showed that if they could touch the CAN bus through that diagnostic port, they could take over all of the functionality of the car that's controlled by software. And in a modern automobile, that's pretty much everything. The brakes are controlled by software because of anti-lock braking. The acceleration is controlled by software because of cruise control. And in those fancy new cars that can park themselves, even the steering is under software control. The reaction to this first paper was somewhat muted, perhaps because if the researchers had access to that diagnostic port, they were inside the car, and so already had physical access to the brakes, acceleration, and steering. They responded with a second paper in which they showed a variety of ways of touching that CAN bus without physically touching the car. These attacks involved infecting the computers in the repair shop and then having that infection spread to the car through the diagnostic port, or hacking in through the Bluetooth system, or using the cell phone network to break in through the telematics unit that's normally used to provide roadside assistance. The most ingenious attack, though, used the stereo system in the car. The researchers were able to craft an electronic version of a song that played just fine in your home stereo system or on your personal computer. But when you put that on a CD and played it in the car CD player, it took over total control of your automobile.
Yeah. You sure you didn't say Paul is dead?
Yeah, right. Pretty scary, huh? These vulnerabilities arise because the cyber components that form the interface of these cars are built from the same kinds of buggy components that are in your personal computers. And the control systems that are actually running the car have no notion that there can be an attacker sitting on the CAN bus. So commercial automobiles are not the only kind of non-traditional computer that are vulnerable to attack. We have to worry about all these other kinds of systems as well. Everything from SCADA systems that control things like the power grid and canal systems, to medical devices like the insulin pump shown on the slide, to computer peripherals, communication devices, and various kinds of vehicles. Researchers and/or attackers have shown that systems in each of these categories are vulnerable to attack. For example, for SCADA systems, the attacks on the Maroochy Shire sewage plant in Australia, say that 10 times fast, and the Jinak canal system in France show that even supposedly air-gap systems are vulnerable to remote attack, and that those attacks can cause physical damage while hiding evidence of the attack from local monitoring. As for medical devices, Jerome Radcliffe showed at this year's Black Hat that he could wirelessly hack into his insulin pump and cause it to deliver incorrect dosages of the medicine. Hacked thumb drives are a notorious way of spreading infections across air gaps, while compromised routers have exfiltrated information. As for communication devices, the Droid Dream malware in the Android store shows the vulnerability of smartphones. As for vehicles, we've already talked about commercial automobiles. In addition, in October, various media sources reported that the ground control systems supporting the Reaper and the Predator drones were suffering from computer viruses. Many of these systems share a common structure. They have an insecure cyber perimeter constructed from standard software components surrounding control systems designed for safety, but not for security. So, how are we going to make these systems more secure?
All right. I have one suggestion. Put a pilot back in the seats. I'm not going to bother playing the rest of this. You get the idea. And the fact that DARPA is out there letting all this information go to the public. She kept referring to commercial cars, commercial cars. I don't know why she was doing that, because what she was describing is any car sold in the U.S. today. So can you hack in through Bluetooth? Can you take over the systems of the car? Can you open the accelerator? I don't know. Unfortunately, we're not going to have the opportunity to talk to Mr. Hastings, Michael Hastings, that's now deceased. But was there something in his car that was planted in there, or was it taken over remotely? Because it didn't seem, I think the conditions were dry. And here's a guy that knew that the FBI was spying on him. I don't think this guy wanted to commit Harry Caray. By the way, I was talking about John Rappaport and his latest article here about, Snowden. Yeah, it's all fluff. It's just the turf war between NSA and CIA. I wonder if he's doing that because he doesn't want to go the Hastings way. I wonder if he's going, I'm the good guy out here. I don't know. But I just forgot to say that in the last hour. On other related matters or unrelated, something very important hit the, internet, but it didn't hit the mainstream airwaves. Out of the Independent, out of England, comes a, kind of an admission. Tapes reveal the lies and deception that led to the bank bailout. Tape recordings from inside the doomed Anglo-Irish bank reveal for the first time how the bank's top executives lied to the government about the true extent of the losses at the institution. The astonishing tapes show senior manager John Bowe, that's spelled B-O-W-E, who had been involved in negotiations with a central bank, laughing and joking as he tells another senior manager, Peter Fitzgerald, how Anglo was luring the state into giving it billions of euros. Mr. Fitzgerald had not been involved in the negotiations with the central bank and has confirmed he was unaware of any strategy or intention to mislead the authorities. Mr. Bowe, in a statement last night, categorically denied that he had misled the central bank. Well, there's only one problem. The audio recordings are from the bank's own internal telephone system and date from the heart of the financial crisis that brought the state to its knees in September of 2008. So deny, if you will, is it live or is it Memorex? You're already on the system, bud. Anglo itself was within days of a complete meltdown, and in the years ahead would eat up $30 billion of taxpayer money. Mr. Bowe speaks about how the state had been asked for $7 billion to bail out Anglo, but Anglo's negotiators knew all along this was not enough to save the bank. The plan was that once the state began the flow of money, it would be unable to stop. Mr. Bowe is asked by Mr. Fitzgerald how they had come up with a figure of $7 billion. He laughs, and he is on tape as saying, just as drummer, then CEO, David Drum would say, I picked it out of my arse. He also says if they, meaning the central bank, saw the enormity of it up front, they might decide they have a choice. Know what I mean? They might say the cost to the taxpayers too high. If it doesn't look too big at the outset, if it looks big, big enough to be important, but not too big that it kind of spoils everything, then I think you have a chance. So I think it can creep up. Mr. Fitzgerald, the director of the retail banking, is heard saying, yeah, they've got skin in the game, and that is the key. Now, Mr. Bowe's comment in the audio recording reveal that Anglo's strategy was to lure the state in, leaving taxpayers with no choice but to continue to provide loans to support their money. Whose money? Yeah. The recording also demonstrates Mr. Bowe and Mr. Fitzgerald laughing as they say how there is no realistic chance of ever repaying the loans. For the first time, taxpayers get an exclusive insight into the banking shenanigans that cost Ireland our sovereignty. The Irish Independent. You know, I wonder what Mr. Paulson was doing, you know, with his crooked little finger. They were probably yucking it up as well. You remember the bailout? Oh, it's only $700 billion. But my God, though, I mean, think about it. You know, it's a lot of money, but it's not a lot of money, because think about the impact. The banks might collapse. Ooh, General Motors is going to go bankrupt. The jobs are going to disappear. Oh, this is going to be absolute havoc. And then what did they keep doing? Borrowing, borrowing, borrow, and who's on the hook? Just like in Ireland, we are. Funny how that all works out. How can it be my debt? How can I be on the hook to pay for something that I had no part in? I didn't make any of the decisions. I didn't make any money. All I got was the shaft. Explain this to me again, the approach and the logic of the too big to fail argument. And Uncle Ben... Mr. Ben Shalom Bernanke. Yes, what a character. He's my kind of guy. Yeah. What's this guy going to do? He's going to bail out. He's already made indications. He's heading for the Fed door. He's out of there. So the question is, when are they going to start jacking up the rates? Because he indicated that, well, we can't keep doing this bailout thing. Yeah, they can continue printing money into oblivion, but oblivion has a price. At some point, the system stops working. You hyperinflate the hell out of everything. You debase the currency so badly that it just falls apart. We are in for some very interesting times, ladies and gentlemen. At least somebody over in Ireland had a few laughs at their taxpayers' expense. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Every once in a while, the folks over at PatriotUpdate.com, they put something that it just tickles me to no end, and it's kind of a comedic takeoff in 2 minutes and 26 seconds about Obama's speech in Berlin, Chris Matthews, Marco Rubio, illegal immigration, Bush more popular than Obama, Al Gore, the Keystone Pipeline, Miami Heat, and Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. All wrapped up in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. And I'd never seen this before. Who does this? I think the woman's name is Miller. No relation to Dennis Miller, I don't think.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to News Busted. I'm Jody Miller. Let's get started. President Obama was surrounded by an 8-inch thick wall of glass during his speech in Berlin last week. Because what better way to show your love for the people of Berlin than to build another wall? In related news, Chris Matthews complained that the late afternoon sun in Berlin interfered with President Obama's use of his teleprompters and ruined his speech. Matthews then accused the sun of being racist. Senator Marco Marco Rubio has just come out in favor of a fence. No, not a border fence. A fence to protect his office from angry conservatives and Tea Partiers. Amnesty proponents like Marco Rubio claim that illegal immigrants will do jobs many Americans aren't willing to do. Yeah, like voting for Democrats. A new poll shows that George W. Bush is now more popular than President Obama. The poll was conducted by the NSA based on phone conversations of people who didn't know they were being monitored. Al Gore called the Keystone Pipeline an atrocity, which means Gore is just angry he couldn't find a way to profit off it. The Miami Heat has won the NBA championship. House Democrats immediately accused them of having an unfair advantage and demanded an excess points tax on LeBron James. And finally, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have named their daughter Northwest. Apparently, North is an old Indian name, which means my parents hate me. Thanks for watching News Busted, everybody. I'm Jody Miller. Be sure to subscribe to our videos on YouTube. We'll catch you next time.
Jody Miller, sometimes you have to laugh to keep from crying. TJ in Georgia. Hello, TJ.
Hey, John, thank you. That was very entertaining, by the way.
I sometimes have to take a little break. Otherwise, I'd probably consider suicide.
Yes, sir, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to bring up something that may be regular to a lot of other of our citizens. But recently, I went out to work in El Paso for about a five-week job. And on my way back out of El Paso, about 200 miles east of El Paso, had to go through a Border Patrol checkpoint.
Right.
And I thought that was it's the first time I've ever been through a checkpoint. And, I mean, the road was just fine. You know, you could have driven around it. And it's Border Patrol. And, I don't know, for some reason it hit me. Like, they gave me a quick pass. They didn't even check me or talk to me for some reason. But you go through all these cameras and everything else, and I'm like, since when, you know, should the Border Patrol be checking us American citizens? If they were down on the border, there would be no use for that. I just found it disgusting, to be honest with you.
Well, and they've been doing this for a long, long time, for years and years and years between, I think, New Mexico and Arizona. They had a little border checkpoint there just to make sure you weren't bringing in any vegetable matter from Mexico or, I guess, from New Mexico to Arizona or Arizona to New Mexico. I don't know. But, yeah, they've had border activity down there before. But unlike what you're describing, the YouTube, people who go to YouTube and just start Googling the truckers, they're miffed. People are miffed. You have the TSA and just about everybody claiming that they've got authority to just pull you over at a checkpoint. These are all set up, and you go through it, and they just want to know if you're a citizen of the United States.
Yeah, I was kind of taken aback because going west out there to go into the job, you know, you pass a bunch of cameras, but you're not stopped. They're just on the side of the road. And, coming back east, you have no choice. You have to get off. They close, the freeway's closed. That's a permanent building there.
Mm-hmm.
And, if a bus comes through, like when I was sitting in line, there's about eight Border Patrol agents to get out. And I'm like, this whole entire post has to employ probably at least 300 Border Patrol agents. Wouldn't they be better served down on the border, therefore you would not have to have...
Not according to Dianne Feinstein or Janet Napolitano, because the border has never been more secure. See the insanity you're working with here? The people that could do something about it are doing nothing. Hey, thanks for your call, TJ. I've got to hit the bottom of the hour break.
They came and took it all away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Doug Hagman, which I've had on this program before, just did an article from Karen Silkwood to Michael Hastings. Something is wrong. Most people, when they watch the movie about Karen Silkwood, they thought that was a joke. That wasn't a joke. She was a whistleblower, and they tried to blow her away. Yeah. He says, just a few short years ago, I would have been likely considered the death of the Rolling Stone reporter Michael Hastings as an open and shut tragedy, after a cursory review of the open source evidence associated with this event. Based on a number of things I have recently seen and certain information which I've been given over the last few years, I have my doubts. Serious doubts. Legitimate doubts. I'm not writing out of lack of experience and exposure to such events. I've spent the last 28 years of my life as a career investigator. In the mid to late 70s, I spent several years as a first responder, long before that descriptive phrase was ever used. In many ways, my transition from responding to tragedies of all kinds to the investigation of such events was a natural evolution, and set the stage for my current overlapping roles as an investigative journalist and a talk show host, with the only goal of identifying truth and exposing lies, wherever that journey might lead. Offering my background is to simply provide you with a frame of reference regarding how and why I'm going on record to say that I suspect that there is something very wrong taking place in America, and it is not new. It is, however, becoming more refined and deadly, and perhaps even more common than any of us can comprehend or might be willing to accept. After all, it's extremely uncomfortable for us to believe that there is an unseen darkness or a hidden hand that exists in our world as we personally know it. We all have enough drama in our lives to keep us busy, so why would we seek out any more? We're all busy today putting food on the table, working multiple jobs to keep the roof over our head, and our dog tired from dealing with the stress in our own lives just to survive. Or perhaps those stresses are behind you, and you are merely trying to enjoy your life in retirement. So why would any reasonably sane person, at whatever station they find themselves in their lives, go looking for conspiracies where none might exist? Why would we subject ourselves to the mocking and marginalization that comes with questioning the official accounts of various incidents? The answer, I submit, is that many of us are inherently moral, and just who resent the lie after lie served to us by those who have elected to represent us. We expect and deserve the truth as citizens. We're not subjects of royalty, despite the acceptance by some to be treated as such. We care about the condition of our country and the world we are leaving to our offspring, and would not sleep well knowing we've done nothing to protect our children and our grandchildren. The very institution that once forced transparency in our government, the media, formerly populated by persistently inquisitive journalists, has been infiltrated, compromised, and is now acting as an agent out of control leaders who have been given themselves the power to terminate at will and without due process anyone they deem a threat to the safety and security of our nation. To many, that sounded reassuring, while the embers of what once was the World Trade Center towers were still glowing white hot. Unspeakable carnage, we were told, caused by nebulous foreign enemies with designs to keep attacking us into oblivion. Our rational thought was overcome by emotional outrage, and those we placed in power exploited our grief and our concern to the point we find ourselves at today. So much has happened since then that it's difficult to recognize that we have done and allowed to be done to ourselves and our nation, yet there have been a number of hardcore, no-nonsense, truth-seeking journalists who have seen through the fog of deception and dared to take on people and institutions who are actively pursuing an agenda that is, say it's against everything we hold dear. The tyranny that has been forming for decades regards such truth-seekers as troublesome and uncultivated wildflowers that have taken root in an otherwise pristine lawn. The more aggressive the uncultivated the wildflower, the more troublesome they become to the illusion of a well-planned landscape that serves as nothing more than eye candy to an ever-growing controlled populace. It is only reasonable that they should cut down, uprooted, and be destroyed. Could this be what we're witnessing to true seekers who dare to take on powers of the royalty who are in power? From the strange car accident that took the life of whistleblower Karen Silkwood in 1974 to Michael Hastings' wreck of 2013, and countless other conveniently coincidental deaths in between, could we be witnessing the deliberate purging of those who are desperately seeking the truth? The fate of our nation, the world, and our offspring depends upon us to be asking questions and demanding answers. I ask that you look in the mirror and decide whether you can accept every official narrative you are being spoon-fed by the power brokers and the elitist. The next time you see an errant wildflower pop up in an expanse of finely trimmed lawn, think about those who have tried to warn us of the tyranny that is taking us over from within. If we don't unite and demand accountability despite the deliberate disparagement, marginalization, and vilification as conspiracy theorists, or tilting at windmills, then who will? And I've got to say, somebody sent me an email, and I generally don't cover stuff like this that gets sent to me in an email, but there is the rotund one just south of me here that's starting to indicate that his life is being threatened. Yeah, just like on New Year's Eve when a couple of guys got together and threw some firecrackers. The next day, it was black SUVs, and they were shooting at me. I kid you not. Any rate, as I've said before, folks, there is a certain modicum of security doing what we do because we do it live and we do it every day. And if you're going to start going after not print people, but if you're going to go after talking heads or radio hosts or whatever the case may be, then you've got a little different circumstance in which to deal with. Especially if they already did the psych profiles and they know the people that are in charge of that stuff really don't give a damn what they think or what they attempt to do to people. I don't discount it. I don't totally ignore it. I just have it in my psyche, as I've had for a number of years. I've had 20 years to hone it. I don't take unnecessary chances. I am probably more aware than the average person out there moving around in public. Do I spend a lot of time thinking about possibilities and dangers that may lurk around the corner? Hell no. I do not. Why? Because you can drive yourself absolutely nuts doing something like that. That's why. But that's not to say that I don't take the usual precautionary measures. But do I spend a whole hell of a lot of time thinking about it? No, I do not. And I'm not joking about this. And other people will make other claims. I have never had a direct threat from a federal agency against myself. Never. So, you know, is 40 people more dangerous than one? Yeah, I would say so. But the claims of that one? Ooh, it's always been about fear, hasn't it? Never about any resolution. Never about calming the fear, only about stoking it and selling videos. Brenda in British Columbia. Hello, Brenda.
Hi, John.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Hello. I wanted to the topic that Bob Tuss on about because
you're Brenda. Hold on a second. Are you on Skype?
I am.
Okay.
Is it now?
It's fuzzing and it's dropping.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, can you do me a favor? Can you hang that up and try it again?
I will.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. In the meantime, let me take Tom in Washington. Oh, and by the way, Brenda. If you can still hear me, shut down any other programs that you have on that computer because that will scrunch your bandwidth. When she calls back in, please tell her that, okay? Unless I wait long enough for the delay between live and what she hears on the computer. You're not giving me any indications. You're just pulling on that scraggy beard. Ah! Okay, Tom in Washington. Let me take Tom here. Hello, Tom.
Don.
Yes.
Yes, well, back about a week or so ago, I sent you an email about Manny Martinez. Do you remember him? You had him on. He was the one that testified before the Oregon Senate about gun control laws.
Yeah.
Not from Cuba.
Yeah.
Well, he's. I heard him at. He gave us a little talk at one of the patriotic meetings we're at. He's open to interview if you want to interview him. He'd be great talking about when he escaped Cuba.
Oh, yeah.
People, you just say something wrong, you can get killed and everything else. So
mm-hmm.
It'd be real interesting.
Well, it would be. And I'll tell you what, this stuff will stop when it gets exposed and people talk about it and they just start laughing about it. I know this sounds moronic or crazy, but when you, the only tool that these people have is, yes, their little bag of tricks, but it's the fear and intimidation. That is their true weapon. And when you look at them and just laugh in their face, it drives them absolutely insane.
Well, he just wanted, he's 80 years old, and he said, my grandchildren have no parents, no future, and there's no place to go if you're going to destroy the United States with communism that's right here around us.
Yeah, he's 80 years old now?
Yeah, he's 80 years old, and he escaped, was it 40 years ago or 50 years ago? 50 years ago, I guess it was.
Huh.
He escaped from Cuba, and he's trying to warning everybody about communism. It's here right now.
Well,
and people better not give up their guns, because that's the last thing that Castro did, and it was all over.
Well, and you know the sad and ironic part about this? Life is probably better in Cuba right now than it is in the United States. That's the sad
part.
Well,
he said, I still won't go back. I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
Almost got killed myself, so.
Well, I'll tell you what. As soon as the government flips, and I've been waiting for 50-some years, because I want to open up a dive shop on the south side of the southern shore of Cuba. Great diving down there. Yeah. Hey, do me a favor, Tom, if you can get me a connection to Mr. Hernandez. Martinez, rather. I got Hernandez on the mind here. Yeah, Mr. Martinez, if you could do that and send it my way, I'd greatly appreciate it.
How do I do that?
Just email me at johnstatmiller@hotmail.com.
Okay.
All right?
I think I did before, but I might have had the wrong name. Okay, all right. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Tom. Bye. I appreciate it. Do I have Brenda back? I don't have Brenda back. Does she have a phone? She doesn't have a phone. That must be hell trying to talk to people when you sound like that. Eesh. At any rate. Let me see here. My screen just went blank and I had all my stuff up there. This is really embarrassing. Can we go to commercial? No. Yeah, right. You don't even have one queued up. What would happen if I'm in an emergency state here? You could do that if necessary? Well, let me move quickly here and from Glenn Greenwald. Snowden has stashed secret NSA files with people all over the world. Uh-oh. You mean there's going to be other ticking time bombs going off? Gee, if he's a traitor now, what is he going to be in the future? The Antichrist? National Security Agency whistleblower and leaker Edward Snowden has given encoded files containing an archive of secret NSA files to several people. If I was the NSA, I'd be sweating it right now. Guardian journalist Glenn Greenwald told Eli Lake of the Daily Beast, Snowden has taken extreme precautions to make sure that many different people around the world have these archives to ensure the stories will inevitably be published. Greenwald told The Beast. He added that recipients cannot access them yet because they are highly encrypted and they do not have passwords, but if anything happens at all to Edward Snowden, he told me he has arranged for them to get access to the full archives. Oh, I see. He's doing an insurance policy. Greenwald recently told CNN that he knows Snowden has in his possession thousands of documents which, if published, would impose crippling damage on the United States surveillance capabilities and systems around the world. And Snowden himself said this to the South China Morning Post. If we have time to go through this information, I would like to make it available to journalists in each country to make their own assessments, independent of my bias as to whether or not the knowledge of the U.S. network operations against their people should be published. Man, this is high-stakes poker this guy's playing. A former U.S. counterintelligence officer told Lake that members of the U.S. intelligence community think Snowden has been planning this for years and has stashed files all over the Internet. At this point, there is very little anyone can do about this. Now, Lake notes that the encrypted copies of NSA archives most like underlies Snowden's statement on June 17th. He said, all as I can say right now is the U.S. government is not going to be able to cover this up by jailing or murdering me. Truth is coming, and it cannot be stopped. Earlier this month, Guardian journalist Glenn Greenwald told the New York Times that Snowden gave him thousands of documents, dozens of which Greenwald said are newsworthy. And The Guardian has been publishing some of those files, several of which corroborate claims made by previous whistleblowers and raise serious questions about the constitutionality of the NSA running a widespread, warrantless domestic surveillance program with weak oversight. You know, and how have you seen the argument progress here in this country? Yeah, the usual name-calling of Mr. Snowden. And I think his aim was to let the world know, and all classes of people here in the States, all citizens, be they Democrats or Republicans or independents or deadheads, doesn't matter. What better way to wake people up than to tell them what their government has been doing secretly and covertly with no oversight? Oh, yes, we need this data collection. What for? Would the dialogue then morph into the more serious questions as to what's causing this terrorism and why must we keep doing this to ourselves, which would be the inevitable end to all of this? The jury's still out on Snowden, and he's still got the information.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Oh, and then there's stories out there floating around that Snowden circus is just a huge distraction from the coming World War III. Well, okay. As I said earlier, what difference does it make if the elevator cable snaps at floor 19 or 9? What's the difference? How many feet? Well, at what point is death inevitable? It doesn't matter. If it happens, if the system, financial system, crashes tomorrow, It's not going to be a secret for very long. If we go into World War III, it's not going to be a secret for very long. And what would be the advantage of trying to smokescreen an event such as that? I'm just finding this all rather fascinating. Bob in the UP, in Upper Peninsula. What do they call you guys? UPs or uppers or something?
Oopers.
Oopers, that's right.
Yeah.
How you doing?
We're sort of like Druids, but we pass ourselves off as Christians.
Yeah, and you're very stiff and immobile for most of the year because it's so damn cold up there.
Yeah, we're frozen.
What's on your mind, Bob?
One thing, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but you understand the concept of too big to fail, right?
Yeah, it was demonstrated to 300 million people, namely Americans, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The government really isn't going to mess with guys like you or Alex Jones or Michael Savage or Mark Levin because that would be too public and happen. But they might mess with people on the phone list that call you. I'm going with this.
I don't know, Bob. You're in a remote area. I think you're the canary in the coal mine, aren't you?
Thank you, John.
Well, you brought it up.
Yes. The other point is the government, like with this Snowden deal.
Yeah.
They can't see the morals of the whole thing because they have none.
That's
they
true.
Don't have. A gauge for morality. The people in the government right now that are running things, they wouldn't know a moral decision if they saw one because they have none.
Well, those are all true statements. And I don't know, you know, you think about it, what advantage would it be for any caller that calls into a talk radio show? Because they're not known by anybody else. They're only known by their name or their voice on air. And if they up and disappear, that's like people that blog. You know, they drop in, they drop out. If they never come back, maybe they got tired of it. Or there's, in other words, it would not be effective.
I understand that. I do look forward to seeing all the other callers like Art from Georgia and whatever. We'll all meet at Fort Detrick in Maryland one day.
When the Second American Revolution or the Restoration Project is complete, I plan on taking over the Finger Lakes deal and having one hell of a party in the Rockefeller Mansion, and then in the dawn's early light, burning the damn thing down and going home.
God bless you, John.
Thank you, Bob. Stay safe up there. All right. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. Back with you tomorrow in another edition of the National Intel Report. I'd like to thank you very much for being here today. And spread the word about the network, folks. It's really easy. Hey, have you heard these guys? You got to get a load of this. Once they hear it, I sometimes forget the impact of such programming. Because I've been doing it for so long and you've been listening for so long. But to the new listener, the new person that drops in, man, it's like watching their head explode. At any rate, we'll see you tomorrow.